Welcome to the Investing Tutor Podcast, the show for professionals looking to master the most up-to-date strategies needed to build wealth and provide a stable financial future. Here's your host, Dr. Hans Boateng.
Hey friends, Dr. Hans here, the Investing Tutor. And friends, I have an important episode for you today. So this week has been a very interesting week. So much has happened, and I wanted to record this episode to pretty much explain and break everything down. So I'm sure you've heard all of the news about GameStop. And yes, I know there are other stocks like Nokia and Express, AMC. But let's focus this conversation or this discussion around GameStop, because GameStop is the reason behind everything going on. So I just want to take you back to kind of explain, how did we get here to this point where we have brokerage firms, specifically Robinhood, initially coming out and preventing the retail investor from being able to, you know, buy new shares of GameStop, and what that has caused, the implications of that, and whether Robinhood is to blame for what happened. So with that being said, let's take a step back. What caused all of this? So I think we need to understand that for the longest time, we have Wall Street being able to pretty much do whatever they want. Wall Street is able to take on excessive risk. And when things go their way, they make a ton of money. They fly private jets. You know, they buy more homes in the Hamptons. And to be honest, I have nothing against that. But when things don't go their way, then the government comes in and bails them out. So in essence, taxpayers are funding the elite. So this has been the construct of financial markets. We saw that happen in 07, 08 when the real estate bubble caused the government to step in and bail out several financial institutions. So then the average person is never bailed out, right? In 07, 08, many of these users in Reddit witnessed or saw their parents perhaps lose their home, their livelihood, money that perhaps they had tucked away in some kind of investment related to real estate. And those parents didn't get a bailout. But guess what? Wall Street did. So these individuals seeing how their parents had to struggle, right? They've carried this feeling of just disappointment in the system. And in all honesty, a little bit of hate for, you know, the hedge fund elite, if you will. So then in late 2009, early 2000, when the pandemic was in full force, several Wall Street hedge funds, viewed it as an opportunity to be able to target certain companies that they felt couldn't make it through the pandemic. And their goal was to short these companies. Now, to go short a company means that you make money when the shares, or if I should say the share price of that company declines. That's how you make money, right? So you know how typically as an investor, you make money when the share price goes up, right? That's called going long an investment. Well, sophisticated investors, as they claim to be, sometimes do the opposite. So instead of going long, meaning you want to see the stock price grow, you go short, meaning that you want to see the stock price tank. Now, when these hedge funds short or begin to short a stock, they don't just let it magically happen, right? You know how when we go long a stock, meaning we're holding a stock for the long term, we don't get to influence our thoughts, or we don't get to influence the pricing of that stock or the security. We just have to buy and then sit around, and the company has to do its thing. Right? And if the companies run well, that's when we make money. Well, that's not the same with Wall Street hedge funds. They decide to go short a stock and they go on a media tour, you know, on CNBC, Wall Street Journal, you know, they are everywhere, Bloomberg, sharing so much negative information about a company and how they are short the stock. And often this helps drive down the company's stock further. And when that stock is down, that's when these Wall Street hedge funds then get to make a lot of money. Because remember, when you are shorting a stock, your goal is for that stock's price to decline, and that's how you make money. So now let's talk about how a short really works and how an individual can exploit a short. And when that happens, it's called a short squeeze, right? So if someone is trying to short a stock, to prevent the person from shorting the stock, you can squeeze that person out of that trade. And that is what is happening right now, right? So I'm about to explain what shorting a stock is and how a short squeeze happens. But I want you to understand at a broad level, Wall Street hedge funds targeted a company, multiple companies actually, but specifically GameStop, and they shorted this company by several billions of dollars. I mean, last time I checked, I read how there's over $70 billion or so that's been lost by short sellers. So they were really targeting this company to drive it to the ground. Now, these individuals, these Robinhood or retail investors on Reddit, the page is Wall Street Bets. One individual in the group identified that Wall Street hedge funds are targeting this company, GameStop, to the point where, I mean, it was over 140% or so short, meaning that Wall Street has literally taken on a short position, which is above the quantity of shares in existence. I mean, it is unthinkable that they were allowed to go ahead and do that. So then when this Reddit retail investor noticed this opportunity, that individual started to buy shares of GameStop. I believe they bought about $50,000 worth because they believed that the company, you know, is a viable company and that Wall Street hedge funds are missing something great about the company, that they don't realize that GameStop could, you know, change their business model and then transition to an e-commerce platform to sell video games, right, to consumers. So that individual believed that the company could transition and become a much better run company coming out of the pandemic. So the individual went ahead and invested $50,000 into GameStop. Now, by a stroke of luck, I'd say a few months after the individual made that purchase, and I've been made to understand that on a consistent basis, that individual would be sharing how they are doing with their brokerage account, with their GameStop trade. So a few months after the individual, you know, purchased shares of GameStop, or in essence, that person went long GameStop, the CEO of Chewy also developed an interest and belief in GameStop. And he went ahead and actually acquired, I believe, a 9% stake in the company, and recently increased it to about 12%. So then after the Chewy CEO, who, if you don't know Chewy is a pet retail e-commerce business. So after the Chewy CEO got a percentage of the company and then acquired 3 board seats, he placed an announcement out that he's going to help transition GameStop from the regular brick and mortar business it is and help them transition over to e-commerce. So with that news, guess what? The Wall Street Bets Reddit trader, that retail Robinhood investor, all of a sudden started seeing gains in quote his investment, right? Because the stock started to climb. And he kept sharing his progress. I believe the stock back then was about $2 per share. So all of a sudden, people are seeing his position go from 50,000 to, you know, 500,000 to a million. And everyone decides to jump on the bandwagon after they realize that Wall Street is shorting this company. Now, before I explain what shorting is, and I know you're waiting for that, realize this: Wall Street is shorting this company heavily. Now, Wall Street Bets and these Robinhood traders decide to begin buying it up. Okay, so let's pause here and let me explain what shorting actually is. Like, how does it happen? So if a hedge fund wants to short a company, okay, remember, shorting is the opposite of going long. If a Wall Street hedge fund wants to short a company, what they do is they borrow shares of that company, okay, from a broker, and then they sell it right away. Okay, so they borrow shares and then they sell it. So they have cash in hand. Remember, they borrowed the shares, so they don't own it, and they have the cash. Then they do their media tours, drive the price down. And after the price drops all the way down, then they buy it back at whatever low price it is. Okay. And then the difference between that original borrowed amount. So let's say they borrowed shares for $100 and they managed to drive the price down to $10. Remember, because they borrowed it and sold for $100, at some point they have to go back into the market and buy the shares and return it to the broker. So if the price drops from $100 to $10, well, guess what? They go into the market and then they buy it back for $10, right? So remember, they had sold for $100 when they borrowed it. So now they just paid $10 for it. So 10 minus the $100 that they had in the beginning means they get to profit or keep $90. So if you can drive the stock price significantly low, you profit even more. Now, if you drive the stock price to the ground and the company goes out of business, then you keep all of the money. And in my opinion, I think that's what they were trying to do. Literally bankrupt, drive this company out of business. And guess what? GameStop has 15,000 employees. These hedge fund people didn't care. They wanted to drive their business to the ground and profit while this was happening. So now the Reddit group noticed that hedge funds are seriously short this stock. And guess what? The chant in the group is what? We like the stock. We like the stock. And I'm referring to GameStop. We like the stock. And they begin to buy it up. So now notice, if you are Wall Street and you borrowed the stock for $100 and you're expecting the price to fall, or perhaps the company goes out of business so you don't have to, you know, go buy it back and return the shares, and all of a sudden the price goes from $100 to $500 to $1,000 to $5,000. Like, if the price keeps going up, you begin to panic. Friends, because remember, regardless of how high the price goes, that Wall Street hedge fund has no choice but to buy it back at whatever the price is, because they were betting that the price was going to fall. Well, if the price goes up, it doesn't matter. You borrowed the shares, you don't own it, you've already sold it and taken the cash, and you were waiting for it to drop. Now, everyone on Wall Street bets and these forums, the Robinhood investor, they are buying up their stock. So the price keeps skyrocketing. So literally, to give you an analogy, the price of GameStop went from, let's say for example, it went from $2 to now it's about $250. That's the equivalent of going from like $100 per share, right, to $10,000 per share. So Wall Street was expecting that the price was going to drop from $100 to $10. Now they are seeing share prices close to $10,000. They are in big trouble. Because remember, you have to buy the shares. And this is Wall Street. They have to buy it, regardless of whatever the price is in the future. So they begin to panic. Now, here's the thing. To prevent the price from reaching a level that they cannot afford, as the stock is climbing, Wall Street also they have no choice but to buy their shares because they owe it. So they have to buy it before it keeps going up even further. And guess what? If Wall Street is buying their shares and at the same time, Robinhood investors are also buying more shares and refusing to sell, it further drives the stock price even higher. And that is the squeezing of the short. So retail investors were literally squeezing Wall Street, squeezing them. And guess what happened on Thursday? Robinhood and many other brokers prevented new investors from buying shares of GameStop and a few other investments. Friends, I think it's fair to say that we will look back in history at this day as one of the biggest days in history with regards to the stock market, how the stock market works, you know, possible regulation, especially in my opinion on the hedge fund front, why they were allowed to short a stock 140%. And it's going to, in my opinion, you know, bring more transparency and accountability to these Wall Street hedge funds. They've been just allowed to do anything they want. And when the small guy or gal finally is winning, you have brokerage firms coming in and preventing the small investor from being able to buy, in quotes, a company that they want to be able to squeeze these hedge funds. It's just so wrong. I understand that what's going on, and to be fully transparent, I did not participate in any of these short squeezes because it's quite risky. I mean, if a person came in at the earlier point when, you know, there was an opportunity to be able to invest in a company that you believe shouldn't be shorted 140%. If you came in at the early stage, you know, then you made a lot of money. But to be able to time when is this going to end, to predict a point to come in, it's just quite too risky, right? So with that being said, limitations were placed on being able to buy new shares of GameStop, which caused the stock to gradually begin to dip. Now, I mean, I have no idea how things are going to unfold in the next couple of days. All I do know is, friends, we are looking at a change in the investment landscape. The retail investor is someone who should be provided more respect as to their investment acumen, their knowledge, and the ability to spot great investment opportunities in the market. I think for the longest time, we've all been told buy an index fund and forget it, right? But I believe strongly that today's investor is looking to have that index fund and their retirement accounts through an employer, but they also want to what? Own shares of companies that they love and believe in. And I believe this is the new investor. They're not looking to only have index funds. They also believe in stock ownership the exact same way that baby boomers believe in home ownership. And over the next multiple decades, we will see this new investor, you know, participate in the market in a way that we haven't seen before. You know, the way that things are set up, when you look at just Wall Street in general, it's not fair. You know, how come companies like Robinhood and other brokerage firms can sell order flow? Order flow means that the trades or purchases that retail investors are making, right? These brokerage firms like the Robinhoods and others can sell that data and information about our trades to hedge funds. And then hedge funds can front run those trades, meaning they can know in what direction the markets will move and they take advantage of that information. But we, as retail investors, we don't get to see what hedge funds are doing or be able to participate at, you know, because we don't get their order flow. So there is just an unfairness in the market. And I just believe that what's happened is going to cause a change in how Wall Street is treated and given opportunities versus Main Street, right? The retail investor. Think about this. It came to my attention that a Wall Street hedge fund, you know, could have a brokerage account and be able to take up a 10x position in an investment. So what do I mean by this? Let's say a hedge fund has $1 billion. Well, they can buy 10 times the amount of that money in stocks or investments. So they can buy up to $10 billion of investments. So if they have $10 billion, they can buy $100 billion worth of investments. Well, if Wall Street is allowed to get 10 times their money to be able to invest in the stock market, imagine if the retail investor was also provided the opportunity to have 10x their money, right? That means that if you had $10,000 to invest, you should be granted the opportunity to have, what, $100,000 to invest in the market. If we were granted that kind of opportunity, can you imagine how much wealth we'd be able to build? We wouldn't need to follow the status quo that says work until you're 65. I mean, literally, if you could 10x the amount of money that you put in the market and be able to invest in companies like the Teslas, Amazons, you know, Apples. And I'm not sharing that as any recommendation to buy. But if you can have those types of investments and be able to 10x your money, friends, a person could retire in 10, 15 years. We wouldn't need to work, what, 30, 35 years to then get to age 65 and be able to retire. So then it's just so unfair that, you know, retail investors are given the short end of the stick. They are not able to have 10x margin opportunities, whereas hedge funds are able to do that. So there needs to be a leveling of the playing field so that hedge funds don't have, you know, just better opportunities in the markets because they've been favored by, I don't know, the government or whoever allows them to be able to take up these 10x positions. Truth be told, I have a fundamental belief that part of the reason why the purchasing of GameStop and the other shares were halted today is because the U.S. economy, or if I should say the U.S. stock market, is fragile, right? We're still going through a pandemic despite the fact that the stock market is doing so well. So any external shock to the markets could, you know, cause a devastating blow to the stock market. And I feel, you know, regulators don't want to take that chance. So then I feel that's part of the reason why we noticed, you know, them go after, in my opinion, you know, the brokerage firms. I'm not saying that government agencies went and told them not to, you know, trade, but it's just interesting how all of a sudden the ability to invest in these companies aren't possible for retail investors. And reason being, you know, at the end of the day, when these hedge funds start to lose a ton of money, it ripples into the market and it can force the entire stock market to be down by several percentage points. Right, I believe, was it Wednesday, we noticed how the market was down significantly. So then, I just feel regulators don't want to take a chance. And as a result, you know, these platforms were prevented or banned from being able to allow trading of those securities. So that was my belief. But I did, you know, go digging, and what I did find out is that brokerage firms either have a clearinghouse or they, you know, work with a clearinghouse to be able to settle all trades, which means all purchases or sales. And this clearinghouse interacts or interfaces with a institution, or let's call them, you know, a firm called DTC. So then what happens is that the DTC has a capital requirement that's needed as we wait for, you know, a trade to settle. So if you buy or you sell on a brokerage app, the clearinghouse has to send those funds to DTC for a while, right? And it takes about 2 days to settle. Well, DTC typically requires about 1-2% of that money. Right. So that's always been the case. They just require 1-2% of that money and then they settle the rest. Right. So that's just always been the requirement. Well, with GameStop, when, you know, DTC noticed that there's so much demand, they raised their capital requirements from 1-2%. To 100%. So all of a sudden, when you have billions of dollars, you know, trading with, you know, GameStop, all of a sudden you go from, you know, a brokerage firm like Robinhood needing to maybe send DTC $2 million, $3 million, $10 million, to all of a sudden they have to send DTC maybe $10 to $50 billion with a B. And truth be told, you know, maybe Robinhood doesn't have that kind of money to meet the capital requirements, and other brokerage firms will not have that kind of capital either. So then that's where we noticed them hold off on allowing new purchases, because if you're required to have 100% of the funds available, brokerage clearinghouses just don't have that kind of money. So that's actually what happened and led to the inability to purchase GameStop, what we noticed today. You know, at the end of the day, I think it's important to share that, you know, what's going on is entertaining. But at the end of the day, I just feel like, you know, Wall Street kind of wins. Because I know many of them right now are probably looking at a great opportunity to jump into this trade at the top, right? Wherever the top is going to be. And they are going to short it or, you know, apply put options towards it. And as this stock drops from wherever retail investors think it's going, when it drops from that point down to $10, $20, $30, hedge funds are going to be making money all the way down. So I feel regardless of how this unfolds, sure, some companies will be squeezed for sure. And by companies, I mean hedge funds. But there are many others that will be riding this wave as well. They more than likely will be riding it on the way up, and they are going to reverse their trade and then ride it all the way down. With regards to how this impacts investing moving forward, I believe that this further re-emphasizes the importance of long-term investing. Right. I believe that long-term investing is truly how we build wealth. What's going on right now is super flashy. It's fun. I'm not saying, you know, don't participate. You are a grown-up. You can do whatever you want. But commit a large amount of your attention and finances to long-term investing, right? That, you know, should be, in my opinion, a retirement account through an employer, you know, ETFs, and then stocks of companies that you love, understand, and believe in, right? That is what I believe is going to enable you to be able to build wealth. So then what's happened, in my opinion, is the genesis of a revolution of retail investors saying we have access to the same information that hedge funds have access to. We're also super smart. We can do our research. We can do our due diligence. We can identify opportunities in the market and we can take advantage of them. You know, for the past year, and in all honesty, several years, retail investors have been winning. Retail investors identified their opportunity with Bitcoin, you know, when it was hundreds of dollars. It's now that institutional investors are looking at Bitcoin much closer. Well, it's over 30,000 now. So institutional investors, you know, are late. Retail investors identified opportunity in Tesla when institutions were shorting Tesla. It's part of the reason why Elon Musk jumped on board this Wall Street Bets Reddit group, because he knows what it feels like when hedge funds try to destroy your company by shorting it, right? And once again, the hedge funds were wrong about Tesla. The retail investor was right. So we just see this consistent theme of retail investors beating institutional investors at investing, and it's going to continue. So I see a world where hedge funds are going to find it very hard to justify why they are able to collect the exorbitant fees that they do collect. And we're going to see a world where the retail investor will have access to tools that enable them to be able to invest profitably and to be able to build a significant amount of long-term wealth. In summary, I guess the main question people want to know is, with what happened with Robinhood, should I maintain or keep my Robinhood app? Should I switch it to a different app? What do you think about Robinhood? First and foremost, let me share this. I think Robinhood did a poor job with communicating the fact that, in all honesty, they couldn't meet the capital requirement of DTC through the clearinghouse. They should have explained that. They didn't. They just put out a loosely worded statement saying they are restricting the purchases of, you know, GameStop stock. And that was such a horrible mistake on their part. Now, how do they fix it moving forward? Because they've lost the trust of many Robinhood investors and consumers. And for me personally, I'm going to be paying attention over the next couple of days and week to see how the company fixes this PR mistake and the loss of trust, right? Or if I should say the breach of trust by just not fully communicating in a transparent way what was going on. I think Robinhood just was enjoying its position in the market as a market leader, and they thought they could just send out a loosely worded, you know, notice and think that that was okay. No, it wasn't. But with that being said, I just want you to know that Robinhood literally is the reason why we have free trading. Robinhood is the reason why even companies created apps for their investing. Robinhood forced the investment markets in the direction of free trades. Right now, even low interest margin, right, 2.5%. So Robinhood, for the longest time, has been looking out for the little guy or gal. They just made a huge mistake in not communicating what was going on with the company. And now they have a brand problem that they'll need to fix. So I'll be paying very close attention to how all of this plays out, trying to see how Robinhood, you know, looks to rebuild that trust that they, you know, could have damaged in how they communicated what was going on with regards to GameStop. With that being said, you all, I know this has been, you know, a long episode, but I believe it's an important episode. What we are witnessing is a point in history where the little guy or gal, the retail investor, stood up against Wall Street hedge funds and, you know, won, right? Because Melvin Capital had to be bailed out by a buddy of theirs. And I don't even think these Wall Street Bets, Reddit, Robinhood group, I don't think they are done. I don't think they are done. They keep going and going and going. But with that being said, this was an episode to educate you, bring you up to speed, let you understand what is going on. Please be careful. Be sure to understand the significant risk associated with even considering buying any of these investments. And as always, please always focus on long-term investing to build wealth. With that, friends, sharing this episode with a friend is the biggest compliment I can ever receive.